Best-selling author Lauren Oliver's young adult novel Panic is out in paperback this week. It tells the story of Carp, a small town in upstate New York where in an annual ritual, teenagers play a high-stakes daredevil competition called Panic, and the winner gets a ticket out.
The rules are simple. The day after graduation is opening jump, and the game goes all through summer. After the final challenge, the winner takes the pot. Everyone at Carp High pays into the pot, no exceptions. Fees are $1 a day for every day that school is in session from September through June. People who refuse to pony up the cash receive reminders that go from gentle to persuasive. Vandalized locker, shattered windows, shattered face. It's only fair. Anyone who wants to play has a chance to win. That's another rule. All seniors, but only seniors, are eligible and must announce their intention to compete by participating in the jump, the first of the challenges. Sometimes as many as 40 kids enter. There is only ever one winner.
Lauren Oliver reading from her book Panic. The game has only one winner, and one of the characters plays so that her sister can have a better life. Sounds a little like The Hunger Games, doesn't it? When I spoke with Lauren Oliver last May, I asked her about that.
I wish it were actually more similar.
You'd probably be making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Panic is a contemporary, realistic novel. And the game is actually one that it depends a lot on secrecy and privacy, unlike in The Hunger Games, where part of the really fascinating premise of that book is how it is televised and used as a form of entertainment. These kids, these teens, have invented a game of basically fear that they play in secret, in private, keeping it from parents and cops and interfering people. And actually, it's kind of funny, given that it is very realistic and also kind of gritty, but it was actually based more on a Grimm's fairy tale, The Boy Who Went Forth to Learn About the Shivers. It's basically, I mean, it's actually kind of also a humorous story, but it's basically about a boy who, in the parlance of the day, was too simple to be able to feel fear. It got me started. I started thinking about what would make some people capable of withstanding fear and embracing it even, and what makes other people try to avoid fear at all costs. And that's where the idea for Panic came from.
Well, and unlike The Hunger Games, it is also, some of this is driven by the boredom of living in a small and economically depressed town.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of the unanticipated things that ended up happening when I was writing Panic is that the town of Carp really becomes its own character, a central kind of motivating force. The social problems associated with a town that is deeply impoverished, where a lot of the adults are unemployed or underemployed, is one of the major things that has motivated the creation of this game and that motivates the teens to play.
Did you grow up in a situation like that?
No. I mean, I was very fortunate not to grow up in a town like that. I grew up in a upper middle class community outside of New York. But, you know, one thing that I think is universal is that, you know, as a teen, you really don't have any agency. I mean, you don't have any money. You don't have any control. You're living in the house under the rules of people that you primarily think are idiots. And you don't have any power, and yet you're filled for the first time with all of these new ideas, with new conception of who you are, with desire to be so much more than who you are. And it generates this kind of desperate feeling of energy to do anything, to escape, to feel alive, to feel anything, to do something different.
You say you base this on a fairy tale, and I wonder then, what is the moral of the story? What is it, what is the message you are trying to get to the young adults who read this book?
Don't play Panic. No. I mean, I do think that Panic is about, on the one hand, it's about a game where there are very obvious challenges that challenge kind of our most obvious fears. But on another level, it's really about the characters having to confront way more deeper intrinsic fears, fears of being abandoned, fears of not being special, fears of being unloved and unlovable. You know, I try to communicate a sense that nobody is broken, no situation is hopeless, you know, that people are not damaged no matter what happens to them, and that there is hope.
When I think about the way that I read books now, I actually find that the best place for me to read a book is on a plane, because there's no way that I can pull my phone out of my pocket and check my email or do whatever work I need to do. I can't be distracted by all of the outside world, so I can really sit down and focus on a book. You've been writing for young adults. Are they still interested in reading books with all the other distractions that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the interesting thing about the young adult market is it's just continued to grow every year. Not only that, it's surprising, but almost every teen I know who reads, and of course not all teens do read, but all the teens who read, they love paper books. They love to collect and showcase their books in their rooms. It becomes almost a totemic object that they associate with their personality. They wear T-shirts from their favorite with quotes from their favorite books. They have scarves decorated with quotes from their favorite books. They have literary posters. So, yeah, I have not. So far, not only has it not declined, it just continues to grow. So, knock wood.
Panic author Lauren Oliver speaking with me last May. She's been hired to write a screenplay of the book, which is now out in paperback. It's called Panic.